Hello, and welcome to the Pretty Little Book Nerds podcast. This is our introduction episode. My name is Genevieve.
Mine is Danielle.
And we read books.
And then we talk about them.
We also do that and text about them, but we're going to have to get better about that for this. So,
yes,
we are. I definitely am a new romance reader, I would say. I only started reading romance within the last year or so. Usually I go for true crime, crime, mystery, thriller, stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's very interesting because when we first met and I was like, oh, what books do you read? You read too? And you were like, oh, a lot of true crime. And I was like, So I will read a lot of mysteries, fantasy, romance, maybe anything that's recommended to me. I feel like I'm all over the place. Classics too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better about classics for sure. I was a big classics reader as a kid.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get me into the ACOTAR series.
Yes.
We'll see. I haven't started. We'll see how that goes.
Got you the first book.
You did. Yeah. So we are sister-in-laws, I guess. That's the title. Yeah.
Yeah. Eve is married to my brother.
Yes, I am. So that's kind of how we got to, like, know each other. And then reading-wise, it was, like, September. Yeah, because it was Josh's birthday. That's our shared our common knowledge. Let's call him our common knowledge. She came into town for his birthday in September and or August September, and because it was Labor Day weekend, and we realized we both really like books, so we started talking about them, started reading things together, started going on reading weekends together.
That we're currently on now.
Yes. And constantly bothering each other about books and other things.
I feel like we usually text like almost every day, which is weird. It didn't occur to me whenever we were talking about texting with our friends before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do pretty much.
And then I text with my brother like once every few weeks, maybe.
He's not a good talker, like texter, talker, anything like that.
What else?
Do you want to go over the name? Since I feel like I kind of stole the show a little.
So we're calling ourselves the Pretty Little Book Nerds because another thing we bonded over is the show Pretty Little Liars. I am obsessed with it. I've seen it all the way through like twice. And I think I've watched some of the beginning seasons like probably three or four times.
Same.
And I always go into it like, I am going to pick out everything that they're doing and, like, figure it out. Like, you know, piece it together.
Yeah.
Of, like, how you should have known or something. I don't know. And we started reading those books by Sarah Shepard.
Yes.
As well. And they are completely different.
Completely different.
Than the show.
Yes.
So we will be talking about those, too.
I think we kind of decided that we're probably going to save that for a larger full-length episode where we talk over all the seasons and all the books in one episode. Maybe. Unless it's like 4 hours and then, you know, we'll chop it into two.
Different parts, yeah.
Yeah, but we will definitely get to that at some point. But reading, tell me if you disagree, but reading young adult stuff from like that era is kind of bland sometimes. Don't come for me.
When did those books come out?
2009.
I guess some stuff is. I don't know what other young adults.
Gossip Girl. The books suck.
Oh, okay.
I will fight that.
When did The Hunger Games come out? Was that before?
Oh, that would have been right around the same time, probably.
Those are not bland to me. Did you ever read those?
No. I probably should. It's actually on my list, but no, I have not.
Yeah, those are not bland, but another thing we should add too is so we both get like Book of the Month Club.
We do.
Yes. And, you know, talk about what book we're getting or something. I only get one book.
I he get like two to three.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's not our Book of the Month Club book, but we have been reading a book together every month.
Yeah.
When did we start that? Like Christmas?
Maybe.
December?
November or December?
Yeah.
I feel like
it was early.
Or no, it would have been November. So in November, we went on our first like reading weekend together.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I think, and that was when we got into the Dream Harbor series, which if I see you Dream Harbor haters in the streets, I will fight you.
We love them. They're so cute.
They're so good.
Yeah. They make me so happy.
And people on TikTok hate them.
Yeah. Like, they are kind of a little cheesy, but it's...
it's romance.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's not, like, cringy cheesy.
No. But yeah, so I have a feeling once the last book of that series comes out, we'll probably end up talking about those as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's been kind of too long now. I'm not going to remember what happened.
No. But I think it's also better, especially, like, with this series, since they're all, like, intertwined, you know, to talk about them all together. I think that makes more sense. I love how we're figuring this out as we record the episode.
That's okay.
But yeah, so probably back in like November we started reading together, and September was when I got you into Book of the Month Club.
Yeah.
Because I am a bad influence.
That's okay.
Yeah. I will always tell people to spend money on books and enjoyable items. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about books, we're gonna talk about authors, events. I'm actually, and this is still insane to me, I'm actually going to meet Sarah Shepherd in like a week.
Oh, that's right.
Which I completely forgot about. So I'm getting to meet Sarah Shepherd, and I'm hoping to have all 16 of the Pretty Little Liars books and show up with all of them for her to sign.
You're going to have her sign all of them?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure you're not the only one.
I hope not, because everybody in my family, including my husband and my parents, are embarrassed of me doing that. But, speak of the devil, I said his name, now he's texting me. But... yeah, so, and I go to a lot of author events because I live really close to this bookstore called The Novel Neighbor, and they are very popular with authors, so.
That's cool. I feel like I can never find them. I don't know.
Yeah.
These events.
I'm sure
maybe
there's some in
not
Chicago.
Looking hard enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, so I think we both prefer reading physical books.
Yes,
right?
That's usually
our main preference. Sometimes I will get them on the e-reader if I end up borrowing it from the library. Like if I never read it before and I don't want to buy it and there's no wait, I'll get it on the e-reader. And then or if I have, like, an Audible credit, which I am not really a member of Audible, unless they send me those emails that's, like, 99 cents for the next 3 months, I'll get it then.
Because
you can't beat
that.
And Spotify gives you 10 hours of listening time, too. So sometimes I'll, like, go back and forth to listen to a chapter or two while I'm cleaning.
Yeah. And there's also things like... the Megan Quinn Christmas books, which we're supposedly getting a second one of this year, started with How My Neighbor Stole Christmas. I think that was what the first one was called.
That's exactly.
The audiobook version of that
so
is
good.
So enjoyable. not that I didn't love the physical book, because the physical book had drawings in it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't have the physical book. I only listened to it.
Yeah, so I had the physical and the audio. So I got to go back and forth a little bit, and the physical book had some drawings in it, which was really interesting, because there was even one of the sex scenes that had part of it drawn out. That was very interesting. But then the audio book being characterized, I don't think that's a word, but whatever, made that worth it.
Yeah, I really liked how it was different people doing the narration.
Yeah.
The reading, whatever you call it. I like when books do that.
Me too.
And then just, I don't know, I always loved Dr. Seuss, like the rhyming.
Yeah.
And that made me happy.
Yeah.
So in every episode at the end, we'll talk about like how we read it, what we prefer, because sometimes audiobooks, like, can make or break a book.
Yes.
Like, even if it's a good book, you've read it before, but then the narrator just falls flat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will also kind of review it, like, in a more traditional review style, closer to the end of episodes, in terms of, like, I'm reading off of your thing here, yeah. But, like, if we'd recommend it, if we'd read it again, favorite characters, that kind of stuff goes along with the, like, physical versus audiobook debate that we'll have with some of these, I'm sure. And then... We'll also kind of catch up on other books that we're reading, maybe if we're not reading it together, per se, but, like, whatever books we're reading at that time, we'll check in and be like, you know, what are you reading right now?
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
So the whole reason why we booked this reading weekend...
Yeah.
...is because... The Dream Harbor, the Strawberry Patch Pancake House, came out this past week. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we have to read that together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the last one comes out in November, I think, or September. You said September, right? No, we can't.
September
remember.
Or October? Something
like one that. Of those.
Yeah.
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 So
I'm excited.
We'll probably end up doing another one of these trips. And the coloring book. I feel like we're...
Oh, yeah. The coloring book is coming out in May.
Yes. I feel like we're going to have a chat about that one.
I wonder if it's going to be, like, scenes from all five books.
Well, on the front, it says that it's just for Cinnamon... Or Pumpkin Spice Cafe.
Oh. Okay.
But I kind of hope it's, like, you can color in scenes from the book.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... If you're going to adult coloring book, a book, I don't know if that makes any sense how I worded that.
For some reason, I'm following.
Okay, good, cool. But, like, if you're going to do that, I feel like you need to go all the way and just dive head first into, like, what an adult coloring book is supposed to be and, like, give us a coloring page that's, like, a sex scene.
Yeah.
Or something. Just because it would be so silly and so fun.
Make it spicy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that, too. And so I'm also reading... Look, we're reading that together here. And then I'm also... For some reason, I started a lot of books. I don't know why. But I'm reading Wuthering Heights. Because I've never read that before. Onyx Storm, which is the third book of Fourth Wing. I don't know. I think that series is just called, like, Fourth Wing or something.
Yeah.
And what else did I start? Oh, what's it called? Thunderhead? It's the second book of the Scythe series. That's a young adult dystopian series. And then on Audible, I'm listening to A Kingdom of Flesh and Fire. It's the second book of the Blood and Ash series. A lot of them are like, it's just so many words. It's either a kingdom of flesh and fire or a kingdom of flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. What are you reading?
I am honestly a little all over the place. So I'm reading my book that I got from Book of the Month Club this month is called Count My Lies. It's by Sophie Stava. And it's basically just about this woman that, like, lies a whole bunch and kind of gets away with it. But I think it's going to turn into a little bit more of a thriller thing, but I haven't gotten far enough in to figure that out yet. Then I am reading Kiss the Girl by Zoraida Cordova. It is the third book in the Meant to Be series, which that one's a lot of fun. Their books, I guess, is sanctioned the right word? I'm not sure. Sanctioned by Disney. each book is written by a different author, and they're each based off of different Disney princesses. So the first one was Cinderella, called If the Shoe Fits, and that was written by the girl who wrote Dumplin'.
Oh.
Then the second book was called By the Book, and that was Belle. And I cannot remember the name of the girl who wrote that. But then this is, Kiss the Girl is Ariel. The fourth one is Tangled Up in You, which is Rapunzel. And that's written by, Christina Lauren. And then the next one, which comes out in June, I think, May or June, is called Worth Fighting For, and it's based off of Mulan, and it's written by Jesse Q. Sutanto. But they're all very different from the Disney stories. So this one's super cool. It's, you know, this girl who's been a famous musician in a band with her sisters her entire life and grew up sheltered because of that, and then she meets this rock star and, like, runs away with him, basically. And so it's very fun. Go ahead.
Are they still coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the next one comes out in May or June.
What's the next one?
I just said it.
Is it the Mulan?
Yeah, Mulan. Oh. Thank you.
They better come out with the Jasmine one or I'll be offended.
That's why I said they've got to keep coming out with these because these books are so good. I don't know how I'll be able to live, like, with the Dream Harbor series. We were talking about that yesterday, I think, of, like, this fifth one's supposed to be the last one.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they can do that to us.
I know.
So, yeah, started Strawberry Patch Pancake House. And then on my Barnes & Noble e-reader, because I'm a nut job, and that was the cheapest e-reader they had, so I bought it. I am reading The Final Girls Support Group, which is by Grady Hendrix. And it's basically all of these women that were the girls that basically were, like, the last to survive in the horror movie kind of thing, but in real life, in a support group, but then someone is slowly killing them off.
Oh my God.
And so the main character's trying to figure out what's going on and all that stuff. And that one's really good, and I cannot believe I put it off for so long. It's amazing. So, yeah, it's really good. Oh my God.
Are you
okay? I'm gonna cut this out. we are also avid Goodreads users.
Oh yes. I forgot about that.
I post all of my reviews of all of the books that I'm reading, whether it's with Danielle or by my lonesome. I post how I feel about them on Goodreads. And I actually just recently, with the last book that we finished, which we'll hopefully talk about at some point, I started adding a song that the book reminded me of. So okay. It kind of make it a little different of a review. So,
yeah. Whenever I first got on Goodreads, I would write reviews for books. And then I guess I just got lazy and would only put in my star rating. I need to go back and review, like, write.
Yeah.
For some. Yeah, that sounds daunting, though. To just, like, type it out.
I feel like my reviews aren't really all that, though. It's mostly, a lot of them are just like, I love this book. I want a sequel.
Yeah, I feel like some of mine are gonna be, like, this book was great. You should read it.
Yeah.
That's not what this podcast is gonna be, though. We'll go in depth.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is sometimes we will have to remind each other what goes on in these books. Because we, at least I don't know if you do, I don't annotate. I am not an annotating reader.
I tried.
It takes too long.
I know.
I just want to enjoy reading.
And I don't always have, like, a highlighter with me or anything.
Yeah. It's like they expect that you can just, like, you just, like, pull it out like a magic wand or something everywhere you are.
Yeah. Maybe I will, though, like, since we're starting this podcast.
I don't know. I don't think I can. I have to annotate my textbooks for school. That is enough annotating for me. I am lazy. But, yeah, I think that is a good start. We kind of just wanted to hop on and introduce ourselves and the podcast and tell you guys what to expect. Hopefully we'll be adding a video component at some point. Do I know when that will be? No. We'll see when that happens. Until then, you just get to look at this beautiful little icon that I made on Canva. So have fun with that. Just stare at these caricatures. Yes. But yeah, if you're interested in anything else, I'm going to kind of plug myself here because, well, there's other stuff on this channel. My aunt and I do a podcast called Bedtime Crime. We also do True Crime Travelers. Once a year, we go on a true crime trip and we talk about the case and go around to locations from the case. Last year's video kind of sucked. This year's video is going to be a lot better, I promise. And I have my own end of the month show called Medical Minute, where I discuss my health struggles. So if that sounds up your alley, then check those out. But you can catch up with this podcast and all the others at Dodson Productions on Instagram and TikTok. Anything else to say, Danielle?
Glad to be here. I think you said it all.
I was hoping for a strong send-off, Danielle.
You did it. You should have just not even asked me anything.
And oh, I was going to do that. Okay, we'll see you guys later.